Good morning, and thanks for tuning in on this Saturday, May 9th, reporting for Radio On The Go News. I'm Jason Eaton. May is recognized as Mental Health Awareness Month, and mental health professionals say the month serves as an important reminder that many people may be struggling silently with anxiety, depression, or other mental health concerns. Lacey Schmidt-Monson, a program therapist with Senior Life Solutions at Franklin General Hospital, tells Radio On The Go News some of the most common warning signs can show up in everyday life.
A lot of times what we see coming into our office is people saying, well, I don't think I have a depression problem. And then we start exploring, like, well, how does that manifest in your behavior? Like, what are some of the behaviors you're doing or not doing anymore? Like, I don't really feel like going anywhere. I don't have any motivation. I can't concentrate. I get really mad really fast. So those are definitely warning signs.
Schmidt-Monson says getting help can sometimes be more difficult in rural communities where access to services may be limited and concerns about privacy or stigma can prevent people from reaching out. She says people should not let fear of what others may think stop them from seeking treatment or support.
And I can tell you 9 times out of 10, you're going to have people that are like, they got help? Oh, I'm going too. Instead of that one response of, well, that's weird. Suck it up, right? So what I say, if you are worried about that and that one person making judgment, well, one, that does not matter in the long run. In the long run, you're not going to care. You just want help. You just want to feel better. But the other piece of advice I have that people sometimes do not like to hear is what other people think of you is none of your business. So we have to keep that in mind when we are trying to feel better mentally.
Schmidt-Monson says 1 in 4 adults will experience a mental illness within a given year, but only about half of those individuals actually seek treatment. She also points to high school and college students as another group that can face significant mental health challenges, especially students heavily involved in extracurricular activities. Balancing academics, athletics, and social expectations can sometimes become overwhelming.
There's this absolute pressure to perform at a high rate in every area, not just athletics, but then their studies. And they're expected to keep it up. They're expected to get all A's. But how do you balance all of those things, especially when you're a young age and you're just trying to figure out who you are and where you fit in? So out of those 1 in 4 adults that struggle, it is twice as high for kids. But one good piece of information about that is, since that crisis hotline has come out, the 988, they have seen a reduction in teen suicide. So that shows us that we're moving in the right direction. We just got to make sure that resources are there for people when they need them.
Mental health professionals say recognizing warning signs early can help connect more people with support and treatment. The Iowa legislature ended its 2026 session Sunday evening after a marathon final weekend at the Capitol, with Senate Democrats criticizing the Republican-backed state budget while also highlighting several bipartisan accomplishments. In a post-session statement, Democrats raised concern about the $9.64 billion fiscal year 27 budget, arguing Iowa could face back-to-back billion-dollar deficits and increased reliance on reserve funds and one-time money sources. Democrats also criticized measures tied to Medicaid funding and court system fees, saying changes approved this session could raise costs for Iowa families, farmers, and small businesses. At the same time, Democrats pointed to some areas of agreement, including expanded water quality funding and a compromise property tax reform bill approved in the final days of the session. Democrats said the property tax measure provides relief for homeowners while avoiding stricter limits on local governments included in earlier proposals. Lawmakers also approved several bipartisan measures, including new radon mitigation requirements for residential construction, pediatric cancer research funding for Iowa State University Steed Family Children's Hospital, and tougher penalties for animal torture offenses. The Franklin County Board of Supervisors has finalized the county's fiscal year 27 budget with a lower tax levy. The approved levy is about $5.11 for urban areas and $8.85 for rural areas. County officials say the budget reduces the total amount of property tax revenue by 5%, or about $693,706, less than the current fiscal year. According to a news release from the Franklin County Board of Supervisors, recent increases in assessed property values would have led to higher taxes if levy rates had stayed the same. The board instead voted to lower the levy rate. Fiscal year 2027 is also the first time since fiscal year 2023 that Franklin County has had a debt levy, which will help pay for courthouse repairs and updates. Even with the debt levy, the total levy rate is $1.36 lower than fiscal year 2026. County officials say the final budget was adopted after several levy scenarios were reviewed and county needs were evaluated, while prioritizing taxpayer protection and responsible use of public funds. 10 seniors at HD Cal High School will be graduating this year with a special honor, the Seal of Biliteracy. The students receiving the award are Israel Zamaro, Osvaldo Sanchez, Zila Gonzalez, America Dominguez, Amy Calles, Johan Sosa Castillo, Juan Valenzuela, Graciela Urbina, Daniel Blanco Valentin, and Yarili Castro Manzo. The Seal of Biliteracy is awarded to students who demonstrate proficiency in two or more languages, including English, by the time they graduate. The program was established in Iowa after Governor Kim Reynolds signed Senate File 475 into law back in 2018. HD Cal High School Counselor Cynthia Kroll says the district is proud of the students' achievement. She notes that reading, writing, speaking, and listening in two languages is no easy task, and that this accomplishment will benefit them in their future careers and throughout their lives. Registered nurses are in high demand in Iowa, and the University of Northern Iowa's new nursing programs are expected to help fill some of that need. Nancy Kurtz, UNI's Chief Academic Nursing Administrator, says the first graduates from the Bachelor of Science in Nursing program will graduate in spring 2027. About 140 students are currently in the program, and that number is projected to grow to about 200 by this fall. Kurtz says there are 1,200 openings for nurses statewide. UNI also plans to launch an accelerated Bachelor of Science in Nursing program in a few months. Kurtz says the 12-month program will run from August to August, and students can expect to pay about half the cost of similar programs offered by regional competitors. U.S. Senator Joni Ernst stopped by Latimer's Friday afternoon to share the Small Business of the Week award with the current and past store owners. Store owners Deanna Hernandez and Sarah and Clay Miller said they are grateful for the opportunity to continue serving the community through the newly renamed Latimer's, which they purchased in February. The store is currently stocked with everything from everyday grocery items to lunch and dinner offerings, such as pizza, tacos, hoagie sandwiches, burgers, and more. They also have daily specials Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., which are posted on their Facebook page. Sarah says they enjoy meeting new customers and making connections with new people.
We are just so incredibly thankful for the support that we've been given from our community and our surrounding communities. I think that the more that people are finding out that when they come in here, they will be welcomed with just that friendly greeting. We enjoy them being here. And I think it just really shows the appreciation that we have for them, but also the amazing support. We love making new connections. We love meeting new people. And so it's something that we truly just are so grateful for.
During her presentation, Ernst said they started the award program as a way to reward and thank small business owners across Iowa.
And because I chair the Senate Small Business Committee, I get to decide how I can, you know, reward and thank small business owners across Iowa. So what my team and I decided to do was award a small business of the week every single week until we had gotten all the way through our 99 counties.
Latimer's was one of four stops Ernst made Friday as part of National Small Business Week. There's more online at radioonthego.com or by following us at Radio On The Go on Facebook, X, and YouTube. Stay with us. We'll take a look at your local weather forecast.